Hi, everyone. Thanks, Wayne. It seems that we're all going to be talking about bias in AI today, since it's such an important topic. It's, AI is really seeping into our lives, offering many nice personal conveniences and business efficiencies, but AI can have a negative impact on the people and communities around us if the only things considered when designing and implementing the tech are the company's bottom line and speed to market. Whilst I'm not an expert when it comes to broad discussions around ethical AI, I certainly know a lot about bias in AI simply from being at the coalface developing it. I know how it happens and how we can ensure that the systems that are built deliver the best outcomes, not just to our customers and bottom lines, but to the society as a whole. If AI is the future of tech and it's really not going anywhere, this means that you as leaders must invest time to understand how AI works. It will help you ensure that your tech strategy supports your business strategy and, really importantly, your business purpose. It will help you contribute to playing a part in building ethical, responsible AI that is the rule and not the exception. So to help you on your way, I'll give you a quick 101 on AI and deep learning. As you all know, AI is essentially when machines do some thinking for us, but you may not be familiar with deep learning, which underpins AI and consists of artificial neural networks that learn from large amounts of data. We call it deep learning because the neural networks have various deep layers that enable this learning to occur. Deep learning algorithms perform tasks repeatedly, and each time they tweak it a little, improving the outcome. It's also a little bit about how it becomes a black box that we don't always understand what is going on. A simple analogy would be to compare these neural networks to a child's brain, where data inputs along the course of the child's life train them to think or act in certain ways. Just like the best humans have been fed varied, wide-ranging information, so too have the best AI models been fed and trained on well-designed, rich, and comprehensive data sets. This training needs to occur when an algorithm is tested and deployed, as well as throughout its lifetime. When a good Google ad displays higher earning job ads to men than women, the blame well and truly stems from the data it has been trained on, and it's the perfect example of garbage in, garbage out. It's a great example of how a data set can introduce bias that has very real and negative consequences. So building a quality data set is really the key to good AI, but it's really, really hard. It takes a lot of time and resources, a lot of design thinking, and importantly, it requires that the people behind them are actually capable of identifying their own biases and willing to take steps to avoid them. In a time where everyone is talking agile development and speed to market, companies large and small often build AI systems by making do with publicly available data sets rather than finding a way to build their own. So this is problematic as most data sets come from academia and corporates and aren't very good. Academic data sets are built using limited resources and for the sole purpose of measuring emerging techniques in AI. The fallout of an academic using a limited or flawed data set is really not really too serious. It doesn't cause harm to a business's bottom line or cause someone to be locked up because of mistaken identity. So their deficiencies are tolerated. Corporate data sets are often representative of specific customer sets and as such not really relevant outside very narrow contexts. So whilst it would be disingenuous of me to say that data sets can't be used at all, these public data sets, we certainly got our start by using them. It is very important that they be assessed for gaps and supplemented by additional sources. So what does bias in AI look like? Well, there's the infamous story of Amazon's now jettisoned recruitment tool built to review job applicants' resumes. It was thrown out when they realized it was biased towards men. You see, the AI model had been trained on the last 10 years' recruiting data, and if you think that the amount of women in tech today at 20% is low, you can imagine what it was like then. So the result, quite simply, was that Amazon's system taught itself that male candidates were preferable. Words where women's or women's chess club appeared in resumes were penalized, and words considered masculine, such as executed, captured, were favored. So when Amazon realized what was happening, it took steps to neutralize these particular words. However, the tool was scrapped when the execs realized that they couldn't be sure that the AI wouldn't find some other way to discriminate. This story is a good example of limitations of AI and a cautionary tale for those organizations wanting to automate parts of their own hiring process. Let's look at another example. This one falls under the category of tech bro AI gone wrong. Consider a gender prediction algorithm that has an error rate of 1% for white men, but 30% for darker-skinned women. This algorithm did, in fact, classify both Oprah Winfrey and Michelle Obama as male. Now, picture the typical 20-something-year-old male sitting in Silicon Valley building these data sets, testing them against his peers and seeing 95% accuracy and high-fiving themselves for how clever they are. It's easy to see how this model could have been built quickly and actually go live and shipped products, which it did, when engineers aren't even aware of their own biases. How about an age algorithm that can accurately guess a white man's age between the ages of 20 and 60, but completely fails when it comes to women and minorities because it's been built on the IMDb celebrity data set, and we all know how inclusive Hollywood is. So the impact of such bias is really problematic, and it's not something we want our future generations to face. Think about self-driving cars having a harder time to detect pedestrians with darker skin, or a world where women struggle to get jobs, home loans, or mortgages in insurance because AI models simply exclude them. It's quite terrifying that we would continue to live like this. So how do we fix bias or limit it? First of all, I believe company leaders must refuse to value growth and profit at all costs. Instead, we must spend time thinking about how we can achieve both what's good for business and good for humans, such that our decisions don't scale unintended consequences, amplifying existing harmful societal biases. We must create strategic purposes that our teams can align with and invest in. It's infinitely better when R&D and engineering teams know why they are building what they're building and they like it. Decisions become easy and they begin to advocate for best practices during the design and development of the AI systems. So as Emma said, we must build diverse tech teams and insist that our tech partners comprise diverse teams. We must invest in cognitive bias training for our engineers, designers, and decision makers. And whilst we cannot overcome all forms of bias on the individual level, being able to identify them, recognise and challenge them is a step in the right direction. If building AI in-house, we must maniacally focus on data, and that means insisting that a quality data pipeline is in place that allows us to collect, measure and improve our data sets. Be cautious about the companies you partner with. Don't assume a big company is better than a startup or vice versa. You're looking for cultural fit, domain expertise, honesty and transparency in communications. If they tell you their data is 100 or their AI is 100% accurate, run. If they tell you it is 85% accurate, ask them to describe the data set that they trained against and what their estimated accuracy will be when they plug it into your data source. Look for partners that are prepared to go on a journey with you and commit to going on a journey with them. Don't start with a moonshot. Start small, assess, iterate, assess. We must recognise that whilst AI is rapidly advancing, it still has a long way to go, and in many cases, we should be prepared to supplement machine decisions with human-in-the-loop review processes. All up, I believe that we can take an optimistic and enthusiastic view on where AI will take us if we as leaders acknowledge our role in building responsible AI. I really like the question that is asked by some in the industry. How can we inject only our best selves into AI models? And indeed, Eric Horvitz, Director of Research at Microsoft, asks, should we consider the introduction of some idealized data sets in the same way that some education books seek to change reality for the better by showing versions of the world where equal numbers of women are in construction and equal numbers of men stay home and look after children? I think it's a great question to ponder. Thanks for listening. Paula.